adventure with Rocky Starr. When his final attempt to destroy the blue streak fails, Yan Tabar tells an amazing story.
My father is president of Venus. I've been sent to prevent any person leaving Earth for our world.
Eyes wide with disbelief, Rocky and the others sit tensely listening to Yan's every word. As his story unfolds, they learn of a great new world that until then they had only known as the bright light in the sky. They hear of cosmic ray defenses that ring the planet and the reason why Yan is on Earth.
We do not trust you, Earthlings. We believe that you will attempt to conquer our world under the pretext of trade.
Now that you have lived with us, you still can't feel that way.
Perhaps not you people, but there are other countries. The men of Vergeor's homeland boast of conquering the universe. No, Professor. We Venusians want nothing to do with you Earthlings. We have learnt to enjoy life, to live in peace with one another. You have not?
Yeah, and what's your world like? The rivers, the mountains? Describe everything to us.
That would take many days, Anne. Venus is almost as large as your Earth.
There's one thing you haven't explained yet. How did you intend to return home?
One of our spaceships travels to this world every 6 months. If I am not at the appointed meeting place, it returns without me.
You know, the more you speak of Venus, the keener I am to see it.
No, you must not. It would mean instant death for you all. Promise you will not go.
No, just a moment, Jan.
Professor, make them promise.
Yeah. For years, I've worked to make this space flight possible. I've sacrificed everything.
Would you knowingly send your daughter to her death?
I won't believe that your people would kill her.
Nor will I, Anne. When your father learns that we don't want to conquer Venus, I'm sure he'd be only too glad to welcome us.
There is no welcome for any of you. You must do as I say.
You can't ask the professor to forget the whole idea after the years of work and the money that's been spent on it.
I don't know whether I'd be allowed to drop the scheme anyway. After all, there are others to be considered, Jan. You know, for instance, and Mr. Herman D. Wright. They've both advanced us enormous sums of money.
I do not expect an immediate answer. I suggest you discuss it together and give me your reply later. Now, I'm going to my room.
Oh, no, you don't, Kabor.
Pardon?
You're sticking here, just in case you get any funny little ideas about busting the blue streak.
Are you still suspicious of me, Mitch?
Sure, you gave us plenty of trouble before. I'll just tag along with you.
No, Mitch, I will. Not that I think Yan would attempt any such thing, but I want to talk to him. Come on, Yan. Daddy, I'll agree to any decision you three make.
Well, Rocky?
Well, the flight's on, naturally.
Now, don't be too hasty. Do you believe Yan's story?
Yes, don't you?
It was so convincing, it's hard not to. Now I understand why he always insisted that a highly intelligent people inhabited Venus.
Yeah, well, I find it hard to swallow, Professor. Oh, I guess it's all true, but blow me down. I never thought there were guys living in them stars.
But little Yan has told us those guys seem to have advanced much more than we have on Earth.
You can say that again.
However, that doesn't solve our problem.
What problem?
The Venus flight.
Professor, as far as I'm concerned, it's on.
That goes for me, too.
It could mean your death.
Them Venusians can't kill us. We're too tough.
Professor, you can't pull out now. Neither you know nor Mr. Wright would agree to it. And if we don't go, they'll find someone who will. So come on, let's get cracking.
Well, I was hoping you'd say that, Rocky. Now, regarding the crew.
Well, it'll be the same as before.
Huh? You mean we're taking Kabar?
Well, why not?
Rocky, you're nuts. That guy is...
It's the only sensible thing to do, Mitch. He'll be a great help on this flight.
Furthermore, Mitch, he could be very useful when you arrive on Venus. His presence might mean the difference between life and death.
Yeah, but I... Well, I guess I just don't trust him.
Mitch, he's coming, and that's that.
Okay, okay. Only when he pulls some fast stuff, don't say I didn't warn you. Why, I...
Professor, if you're agreeable, we'll take off in half an hour.
The last 20 minutes have gone quickly, Yan.
Very.
You're awfully quiet. Are you angry because we haven't taken your advice?
Anne, you do not understand my people. My father, Vokta, will resist your attempt to land on Venus. The blue streak will not even pass out our defenses.
We could, if you'd radio your father and ask his permission.
Perhaps.
When you explain that we're only explorers and nothing more, I'm certain he'll welcome us.
Yes, he might too.
Yan, what's he like? Tell me about your home and family.
I will one day.
Why not now?
Where is Rocky?
When I came up to the control cabin, he was talking to Daddy. Mr. Wright wants an invitation to our takeoff.
Did your father agree to that?
No. Daddy won't have any strangers near him. He says the less who know of our plans, the better.
Surely, Mr. Wright...
I don't like to talk about him. Tell me about your father, Vokta.
I would rather speak of us.
Us?
And Does my being a Venusian make any difference to your feelings for me?
How do you mean?
I love you, darling.
You do?
Stop pretending, Anne. Ever since we met, I have loved you. I want you for my wife.
Jan, I don't know what to say.
I assure you that your happiness will be my only thought.
Where would we live?
On Venus, of course. One day I will be president and all our world will be yours to command. Oh, Anne, you will love my people. They are so friendly.
Haven't you forgotten something?
What?
You said that we'd all die the instant we arrived.
I did, yes. But since then I've been thinking. You are right. I can alter my father's decision. I will make him understand that you three are different. With the help of you all, we will bring our two worlds closer. Ours will be the first marriage between them. You will marry me, Anne?
Diana, I'll have to think about it.
Say you love me, darling.
Oh, no. Don't kiss me.
Say you two all ready?
Yes, Mitch.
Good. Rocky's on his way. Leaving in a couple of minutes. Say, how much longer do we have to twiddle our thumbs, Rocky?
We're waiting for the all clear from the professor.
Poor old Daddy. He was awfully upset when we said goodbye.
He's not the only one, neither.
Now, Mitch, don't start that.
Well, I can't help it, Rocky. I'm scared. Look, we're not even headed for Venus. We're pointed one way, and that star's pointed the other.
Look, by the time we've traveled 20 million miles, Venus will be dead ahead of us.
Yeah, well, what happens if we miss it?
Oh, Mitch, you're impossible.
No, I'm not.
Now, listen, you say another word, and I'll throw you out on your ear.
Control to Blue Streak. Area cleared for takeoff. Over.
Blue Streak to control. Message received. That's all.
Good luck to you all. Good luck. That's all.
Stand by for taking off. Attach safety harness.
Safety harness attached.
Safety harness attached.
Close the airlock.
Airlock closed.
Start gyros.
Gyros running.
Count off for firing from 15. 15, 14, 13, 12, 11, 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, fire!
We're off, Lucky! Venus, here we come!
Television cameras.
What do you want them for?
They'll be our eyes for the trip.
Hey, you're not thinking of running into anything, are you?
Save your breath and keep your mind on the job.
Okay, okay. Hey, Rocky, he's really picking up speed now.
Lie down, Mitch. The acceleration will break your neck. Lie down!
I brought you a cup of coffee and some
cake. Oh, you shouldn't have worried, Andy.
I knew you wouldn't bother with chow unless I got it for you.
I'm not terribly hungry.
Well, you know you never are when you get that look, Professor. How's the Blue Streak?
Flying beautifully. It's well on its way to Venus.
Yeah. Hear anything from Rocky or Anne?
I don't expect to just yet. They'll have blacked out with a terrific acceleration. They're traveling at 10,000 miles an hour already. Look at the Blue Streak on that radar screen.
Yeah, it's all silly.
Hmm? Why'd you say that?
Well, fancy them racing off to a thumping star. It ain't natural.
Oh, Andy, you don't understand.
Well, maybe I don't. Yet I says if we was intended to go visiting stars, we would have been born with wings instead of arms, and engines instead of legs. It ain't natural, I says.
It's progress, Andy. Do you realize that within a few years we'll be trading with Venus?
Yeah, fighting more than likely.
Oh, nonsense.
Oh, no, it ain't. Us here on Earth never discovered no place without starting a scrap over it. You know, if I was king of that star, I wouldn't let the Blue Streak land there. Well, not that there's anyone up there, of course.
Professor Cabal was born there.
Oh, well, people are born in some funny... Born on Venus?
Yes, his father is its president.
Well, slap me with a bit of grass. Do you mean to say there's forks on all those stars in the sky?
On some of them, yes.
Ah, oh, you're not kidding me, I.
Well, why should I?
No. No, that's right. Boy, wait till I tell the wife and kids about this.
I reckon I'm going nuts. Stay with me for a few weeks, Andy, and you'll learn the truth yourself. You'll most probably hear Rocky and Anne speaking from Venus. Within a few weeks, they'll be walking around that vast new world. Andy, you're witnessing the beginning of the greatest exploration this world has ever known.
As the professor speaks, the blue streak screams up, up, ever upward through the vast unknown that lies beyond our world. What will happen on this flight? Will they reach the far-off planet safely, or will Yan make one more attempt to destroy them? There are thrills waiting for you in the next chapter of the Rocky Star Adventure. Destination, Venus.